Hello everyone, very welcome to Dialab Radio, Relay of Research Results by Audio, Series 1, Episode 24, 19-10-21. Well, I guess you all know the word stress. You may or may not have felt it though. It's actually a part of being alive, right? Stress has never been associated with non-living things, so surely if you're living, you will have some kind of stress. Let's define stress. Obviously something not favorable, and your brain senses it as a challenge and try to adapt to it by initiating the whole set of changes that can be seen in macromolecules in living cells in your body. For example, their levels might go up or down. The cells respond to stress by a variety of changes in macromolecules, including changes in cell shape, attachment, protein aggregation, and accumulation of molecular garbage. If you can find some ways to revert these macromolecular changes, it may be a nice way to tolerate, adapt, or go through the stressed phases, right? And since cells show stressed changes in culture dish, researchers have used them for understanding stressed physiology and finding interventions of stressed state of cells that would also translate to the body. Dialab team at Tsukuba this time has been studying effect of natural compounds on stressed state and signaling of cells. They used marine carotenoids, astaxanthin and fucoxanthin to treat rat brain-derived cells exposed to a variety of stresses in culture dishes. They found that the doses of both astaxanthin and fucoxanthin protected cells against UV-induced DNA damage. Then they looked at heavy metal and heat-induced protein misfolding and aggregation. Both of these carotenoids protected cells against these stresses. Not only that, the authors observed induction of physiological differentiation into astrocytes in treated cultures. The differentiated cells showed increase in proteins involved in this process, endorsing that the changes were physiologically relevant and occurred at molecular level. This suggested that the marine carotenoids have the potential to reverse the stress-induced damage in brain and may connect to rejuvenation. Why not? The detailed study appeared in Marine Drugs in March 2019. Please take a look and stay connected. And don't forget to eat carotenoids. Bye for now.